either stop by the town and grab
oh,
one.
Great.
But this is
a good one. We'll
that
do
looks
both.
Like a beast.
Yeah, this one I use for recording our band when we practiced stuff and other things. So it's
very elaborate. I like it.
Yeah. So just need to turn it on. Maybe that wasn't Flynn that we saw. Okay, we are recording. So, like to call the order the special in-person meeting of the Conservation Commission for the Town of Canton. Today is Tuesday, April 7th. The time is now 7:02. We have a quorum. We have all commissioners here with the exception of Flynn Barton. So we
Boonstrap.
Sorry.
And she is in the building.
Oh, I thought I saw her, but
yeah, she said she's going to be here.
Oh, okay.
That was her with her son, who's
okay.
Boy Scouts.
And since it's a special meeting, there's no public comment, and there's also no public here. So first thing then is Werner's Woods. This was on the agenda because we are trying to find out information about protecting it, if it needs to be protected, what it is. We didn't know if we would hear back before the meeting. And since it's a special agenda, we had to make sure it was on the agenda in case we did to be able to discuss it. So we don't have the information to discuss, so it will stay on, and hopefully we will get it. And I just noticed she didn't put the native plants into the next chapter. That's cool. Sorry, I should have double-checked when I sent her the thing.
Yep.
So
hi.
That takes us to the lights out. After showing Neil the stuff that was submitted and that Nathaniel had thought we needed to submit, that wasn't the case. We now have to actually submit the ordinances and how we want them changed and how we want them to look to the Board of Selectmen. And did you get a chance to, because Neil was swearing up and down there was a redline version of this, was there?
I don't recall whether there was a redline version of that.
Okay.
I know that when I was looking at it, I read through the original one, and at least to my thinking, it did not seem to be appropriate anymore. Most of what we were originally thinking would be requiring ordinances weren't appropriate, or they weren't.
They were
removed.
They were taken out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think what we need to do rather than discuss it tonight is I've been still trying to nail down with Neil the exact form it should be in. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel is out of town right now, so we are going to Neil to see because we obviously want to make sure we submit it right. And
well, according to what I just read, it looks like it was already submitted.
Submitted incorrectly. That's what I was saying. It was the stuff that Nathaniel had thought we needed to submit was not the case. When I showed that to Neil, he kind of groaned.
Well, did the Board of Selectmen know that it was submitted incorrectly?
We've talked to the Board of Selectmen. They are aware. It's tabled until we correct it.
That's fine.
So that's where the light out stands. That then takes us to other business. Review of the minutes. I don't know if people got a chance to look at the minutes.
Sorry.
Oh, that's not a
You didn't look at them?
I did.
Huh.
Yeah.
You're fine?
I
defer.
We always defer to you, Hetty.
I move that we accept the minutes as read.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I'll need to abstain since I wasn't here.
So that then takes us to the staff report.
Well, wait. Did I send you this letter from Macquarie and Water Company?
Yes. We're going to address it in the staff report.
Okay. I didn't know if that was a separate thing or it goes in the staff report.
No. So start staff report with the aquarium since Jay just mentioned it. We just recently got it, the thing, and so we do have time. It's May. It's the Friday after our May meeting that it'll be due, so there will be time for people to think about if there's anybody they think from the town that should be nominated. If you do, send me all the information you'll have, and we'll compile it, so that way it'll all be ready and people can look over it at, before the meeting. You know, if there isn't anybody, that's obviously fine, because there's, you know, not necessarily going to be someone every year to
I mean, don't we just want to nominate the same person that we wanted to nominate last year,
yeah,
since they didn't win, and we still think that their work they do is valuable?
Yeah, I mean, we can. I mean, we certainly can, yeah.
That's my suggestion, unless there's another one.
Well, we'll have to discuss that on the record. But so that's the Aquarian, and like I said, we'll discuss it next month. Native plants. We did go to Board of Selectmen. I mean, Planning and Zoning. We presented it. Then I spoke with Michael Vogel. He asked us to get a little bit more information. Specifically, he thought it would be good if we submitted something from some different landscape architects to see if they feel hamstrung at all, or would feel hamstrung by at all by what's in the regulations for that. So we're waiting to do that. So once we, you know, have all that information, we will be going back to them. So then that takes us to the 40 Lawton Road update.
Can I just back up? If we are going to approach landscape architects, let's cherry pick which landscape architects we approach.
So then 40 Lawton Road, which is Warner's Woods, if I'm correctly, isn't it? That's the address?
That's correct.
So we address that. Do you have anything on the POCD?
Well, the first I attended my first POCD meeting. It was general in nature. The next one, they're trying to change the date because it's the same date as a town budget issue, and so it's going to be some other date, which is still in flux.
Okay.
What's it tentatively scheduled for right now that they're trying to change? What's the next date they have?
Oh, Lord. All right.
Sorry, Jay. Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
All these emails. Hang on 1 second.
But while Jay's looking that up, I just wanted to say I would listen to the meeting, the planning and zoning meeting, and Kevin was very professional in dealing with the planning and zoning and their questions and their feedback. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
He did a great job. I'm glad he's our chair.
Okay. They're trying, well, this month's meeting, I guess, is okay, but in May, they're trying to change it to Tuesday, May the 26th. Which unfortunately is also the Land Trust Board of Directors meeting. There's at least two members of the POCD who are on the Land Trust Board.
I see.
So I'm not quite sure how that works.
What's the April date?
The meetings are the fourth Monday.
Oh, the fourth Monday.
So whatever the fourth Monday of April is, I believe that's when the next POCD meeting would be.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the 3rd. April 27th, I believe.
Okay.
April 27th. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that the federal government unilaterally agreed for April to be Native Plant Month?
I did not.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. Is this recent?
Yeah. I think they agreed on March 31st or something. It was very recently.
Oh.
I thought that was
something
that should be mentioned at our meeting.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So added into the planning and zoning.
Okay.
Next update.
That'll be good. So that does it then on the staff report. So do we have a motion to adjourn at this time?
I make motion to adjourn at 7:12 p.m.
Second?
I second.
Okay, hold, don't, wait a second. Now they're also talking about moving the April 27th meeting. It's the same night as the Board of Finance public hearing for the budget.
Oh.
So they're discussing, I believe, moving the April meeting to Wednesday, April 29th.
Thanks, Jay.
So stay tuned.
Okay. So we have a motion that has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Jay, I was. That's yours there that you have right now.